but easy to forget that each death, as in any war, was a separate tragedy. That's why Izzeldin Abu-El-Aish, a Palestinian obstetrician and gynecologist, has become the face and the voice of Gaza's victims. His wife died of cancer 3 months ago, and 2 days before the end of the fighting in Gaza last month, two Israeli tank shells were fired into his home and killed three of his daughters, Bissan, aged 20, Maya, who was 15, and Aya, who was 14. His 17-year-old niece, Noor, also died. Dr. Abu-El-Aish is a well-known Palestinian peace campaigner. He speaks fluent Hebrew, and he's worked for many years in Israeli hospitals. During the fighting in Gaza, he often provided graphic eyewitness accounts on Israeli television and radio, and within minutes of the attack on his home, his grief was broadcast live on Israeli TV. He's been telling me of the day when first one tank and then another approached his home.
2 weeks, we were stuck at home with my children, without electricity, without water, without any vital needs. But at least, we are together. I am with my children who lost their mom just a few months before. And I said, they became my life. I was with them. We enjoy it that we are friends, speaking, chatting. Even my Israeli colleagues, they were calling me on a daily basis about my safety.
You saw the Israeli tank approaching?
Yes, it came, but I can't approach the window. I saw my children, my nieces, my brothers. I saw death in front of me. Started to think, what will happen to my children if I was killed?
Just to be clear, at this moment, as the tank was approaching...
Just in meters from my house.
There were no Hamas fighters in
the area?
Nothing,
no. It's, you know, complete, secure area under the Israeli army control. No one who is going to endanger himself. I'm telling you, animals can't approach. Animals can't walk in the streets. So, after some time... A colonel from Erez, he's calling me, he knows...
This is a colonel in the Israeli army?
Yes,
called you.
He knows me well. I'll go to interview him. What's Dr. Wrong? What is going on with you? I said, the tank. He started, okay, don't worry. And he started to make communication while I am online with him. He called the officer in the field. And after a few minutes, the tank moved. I felt my soul returned to me. This is a miracle that happened. And they held, and I said, now they know the house. They give information to everyone. This house is protected. My three daughters were sitting in the room, and my niece. And my eldest daughter was preparing tea for her uncle. And I was just left the room outside with my youngest son to the salon. The first shell is coming. And, you know, it comes from the place where the tanks are located. I don't know what happened. Started to scream, to look at, to see just bodies. Who is this? I don't know who is that. Is it Mayar? Is it Noor? Is it Aya? Where is the head? Where is the bar? Only a pool of blood. Where is Aya? I saw Shada. Her eyes coming out. Her fingers are torn. I started to scream. I took Shada out. Luckily, I took care. Most of the children, they followed me. My eldest daughter, Bissan, screaming, calling, Dad, Aya, Aya, she is lying, she is killed. I came back. My brothers, they started to come down from their apartments. My niece, she came. When I came back, I don't know how, the second shell is coming. Completed on Aya, who was injured. Killed Bissan. Injured my niece. And two brothers.
You have seen what the Israeli army investigation into that shelling says. You've seen that it says there were snipers in the area. They thought they saw spotters on the roof of your house. You say none of that is true?
The main entrance is locked. Nothing, no buildings close to it to say that they are climbing from the side buildings. It's the only located building in that place with 5 floors. others first floor. This is one thing. If there were snipers, why they didn't shoot on the snipers? Why they didn't injure snipers?
Are you able to explain in your own mind why that tank commander fired those two shells at your house?
I have no reason. I have no reason. Ask them.
You have spent many, many years working with Israelis and Palestinians. You have devoted your professional life to the philosophy that there is no difference between people. You have now suffered this appalling personal tragedy. Has anything in your thinking changed as a result of what has happened?
It strengthened my belief. What I have witnessed from colleagues, friends, people that I know and I don't know, the support, the passion, the care. When I am walking in the street, Israeli people are coming to shake hands, showed me the optimism, and they started to open their eyes about the other side. So I will continue, because I fully believe in that. This is the only way, no other way, to deal with each other equally, respectfully, and what is practiced within the borders of the hospital, of treating patients equally, with the respect, with all of the care that we offer to each one equally, to be practiced and give it outside. And I will do my best for that. Even I am proud of that, that the blood of my daughters wasn't futile. It opened the eyes of the Israelis about innocent civilian peoples. There is another nation on the other side, another people in that side. And it made a difference, at least if it was part of the causes for ceasefire.
There are so many Palestinians who have suffered personal family tragedies. There are many Israelis who have suffered personal family tragedies. Do you still believe, in the light of all those many, many tragedies, that these two peoples can live side by side in peace?
No other way. No other way. We have two ways: to continue in our darkness and the blindness, to kill each other, to fight more animosity, more bloodshed, hatredness, with all of the diseases and depression, which has a huge price, or the easiest way, love. Love, equality, justice, and respect. This is what we need to educate each other. And as we are living, both of us, Palestinians and Israelis, in the same ship, we are living. What is going on in Gaza will affect Israel. What is happening in Israel will affect Gaza. This invasion, military ways, proved its failure, especially in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. We should change course. Even if we didn't succeed, at least we tried. And I think it's time for the people to lead their leaders. And also, I think, women should be involved. This is their future. They are the people who are building and destroying. So women, I think, educating them, investing in women, and giving them part in decision-making is highly important. And that's what I will continue. I will fight for that and devote the remaining part of my life for that, and to raise my children for that mission.
Dr. Abolaj, thank you very much indeed.
And that was NewsHour's Robin Lustig speaking to Dr. Izzeldin Abu Elaish.